Now, again, the state policy may supersede the CCSD. The CCSD may have just been a kind of, you know, kind of ahead of its time, if you will. But I'll tell you, I know there are a lot of parents that are going to be very, very upset about this. Because we were told in June. We were told in June that certain grades would not have to wear masks. This has been, in fact, the Clark County Education Association, the teachers union, said in a statement that the district took the right precautions. I don't think, I know a lot of teachers that don't like wearing a mask for 8 hours a day. What do you think a 7 or 8 year old is going to think? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com will join us coming up next. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The CDC, along with the White House, is telling people in high infection areas to mask up indoors again after the Delta variant of the coronavirus surged in the United States. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the CDC is changing its guidance as more data comes in.
We're all dealing with an evolving virus where there's no playbook and no historic precedent. And what the American people should feel confident in is that we are going to continue to be guided by science, look at public health data in order to provide new guidance if it's needed to save lives, protect the American people.
The CDC wrote that they are encouraging universal indoor masking for all teachers, staff, students, and visitors to schools, regardless of vaccination status. Quote, children should return to full-time in-person learning in the fall with proper prevention strategies in place. For the first time in nearly two decades, a study released today shows only half of U.S. households donated to a charity in 2018.
The findings by Indiana University's Lilly Family School of Philanthropy confirm a trend worrying experts. Donations are reaching record highs, but giving is done by a smaller slice of the population. Experts say many factors are contributing to the decline. The percentage of Americans giving to religious causes decreased in tandem with attendance at worship services. In part, the Great Depression made it difficult for some younger Americans to establish a habit of giving. The study doesn't measure contributions of goods and services or donations made through crowdfunding. Julie Walker, New York.
Four officers who defended the Capitol during the January 6th riot have given emotional accounts of the attack. They testified Tuesday that they were beaten as the rioters overwhelmed them, broke through windows and doors, and interrupted the congressional certification of Democrat Joe Biden's presidential win. On Wall Street, the Dow by 85 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, Interstate 15 is shut down in central Las Vegas after a Nevada Highway Patrol trooper was struck today by a suspected carjacker who died after a law enforcement shooting at the scene. The suspected carjacker was focus of a law enforcement pursuit before the trooper was struck on the southbound lanes of the interstate near Sahara. A trooper was out of his patrol vehicle attempting to deploy stop sticks. Now, after impact, a law enforcement shooting unfolded on the interstate and the suspected carjacker was pronounced dead at the scene. Now, right now, Interstate 15, latest report, our traffic cameras are down, but appear to be closed between Lake Mead and Flamingo. So do keep that in mind. The state of Nevada has imposed a new mask mandate, which requires everyone, vaccinated or not, to wear masks indoors in counties with high rates of COVID-19, including Clark County here in Las Vegas. Governor Steve Sisolak says the new recommendation does align itself with the recommendations from the Centers for Disease Control. Businesses and residents have until Friday to comply.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, the incident on 15 North at Flamingo is clearing, but you're still congested through there. Again, our traffic cameras are down. There has been police activity on Interstate 15 between Lake Mead and Flamingo, so give yourself some extra time to squeeze through the resort corridor of the 15.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
If you hated the masks, they're back. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. It is live and local for a Tuesday. A lot of news. The latest, state health officials announced today that Nevada will follow the CDC guidelines. The new requirement means everyone, including fully vaccinated folks like me, must wear a mask in public indoor settings in counties with high transmission of COVID-19. And those counties, by the way, if you're wondering what's happened around the state, 12 of our 17 counties are currently deemed as having substantial or high transmission. They are, believe it or not, Carson, Churchill, Clark, Douglas, Elko, Esmeralda, Lincoln, Lyon, Mineral, Nye, Washoe, and White Pine. So all of us are in the same boat. Joining us now, I feel like this is going to be a drum solo that I'm just going to hand it off to her, and she's just going to carry it the rest of the hour. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. I'll just say, so what do you think about all this?
I don't know. Do I have to wear goggles again? Do I need to dust off the goggles?
You might have to.
What about social distancing? This is the next step towards lockdowns. You can guarantee that. You and I have been talking for, what, now 5 years, over the last year of the 15 days to flatten the curve. I told you this wasn't going to be temporary, that this never was going to go away as long as Democrats were in charge, because this was never about the science, because the science doesn't change every week. And according to the CDC, does it feel to you, Kevin, they just change their mind or they just make up things as they go along?
No, they do. And they always say, well, we want to make it based on science. But there is no science to this thing, because otherwise, why am I getting two vaccines and yet I still have to wear a mask?
Oh, but you're not only going to get two vaccines, Kevin. You're going to get booster shots now every 3 to 6 months in order to enrich the pharmaceutical companies. And also, this week there was a new headline that hardly made any news because it was against the quote-unquote science of the CDC, is that the rapid tests that they've been doing for over a year were basically just lumping everything into COVID. It didn't really have the ability to test for other viruses. So even the flu, which mysteriously disappeared in this last year, was lumped in as COVID. Any other virus was lumped in as COVID. So we really don't know how many cases. We don't know how many cases now. Again, this has zero to do with the science. What I always look at and listen to is what people aren't talking about. And what I mean by people, I mean those in power and the mainstream media, which right now is democratically or Democrat-controlled. No one's talking about Sweden. Why isn't anyone talking about Sweden? If we wanted a model of science, if we wanted a model of recovery, everyone would be looking at Sweden as the shining example of the world. And why is that? That's because Sweden has had basically no deaths in the last 2 weeks from COVID. It doesn't even really hit the high death toll. And guess why? Because Sweden never locked down. Sweden never forced mask mandates. They treated this virus like any other virus, like the flu, for example, which has mysteriously disappeared. And they allow people to make their own decisions based on their own health risks and based on the advice between them and their doctor. They don't have the CDC bossing them around, changing their mind every week or two on whether it's one mask or two masks or goggles or 3 feet or 6 feet or essential workers, non-essential workers. And I hope to God, Kevin, after this haze lifts off our country, I hope to God in the next however long this useless mask mandate lasts, that I don't have to look at dancing nurses. I really don't want to see dancing nurses and doctors when I'm told that the hospitals are overflowing, people are dying, but yet you had nurses and doctors with plenty of time to make TikTok videos of them dancing to the latest Justin Bieber song. The hospitals aren't overflowing. If you call any local hospital, you could say, hey, how many COVID patients are you treating? Well, if you can't, how many beds do you have open? This is nothing to do. What Sisolak did here is not listen to his own or his own medical experts or his own hospitals. He's simply following the bureaucrats in D.C. Mask mandates, if they worked, we wouldn't have spikes. The vaccine, if it worked, we wouldn't have spikes. Now we are seeing that the vaccinated people are actually getting COVID. Imagine that. It's just like the flu shot. The flu shot only has a 50% effectiveness or a 50% efficacious rate. This vaccine is probably no different. And why are we calling it a vaccine? I've always called it the flu shot. All of a sudden, this is a vaccine.
It's just incredible. And earlier in the day, the Clark County School District said that all grades will be wearing masks beginning August 9th. And this obviously will supersede that, the state. But the school district just in June told us, no, a bunch of grades aren't going to need masks. Now all of a sudden it's, no, they all will need masks.
Of course, because it's behavioral and psychological conditioning. That's what we're witnessing right now. It's making sure that a bunch of kids who have a 99.9% chance of surviving it without a mask. Do you know how filthy little kids are? They're
picking
their nose. They're rolling around in the dirt. They're touching everything, and then they're touching their mask. This has absolutely nothing to do with your child's health. It has absolutely nothing to do with your health. It has everything to do with control. And I would make a strong suggestion. Resist. Pull your kids out of school if you can. Homeschool them if you can. Get them out of the hands of the Marxist unions and the Marxist teachers that belong to those unions. And make sure that you are teaching your children right from wrong, science from fiction, because what they are witnessing and what they are going through right now is nothing short of indoctrination and behavioral conditioning, whether it's in school or out of school.
And people are trying to paint this, Megan, and again, Megan Barth joining us from ReaganBabe.com, that this is all about misinformation. If there's anybody that has been pushing misinformation over the last 17 months, whatever it is, it's Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx and all those folks back then that were telling us one thing one week and something else the next week. Who should we believe?
You should believe the science that existed for a century before Dr. Fauci came along. There are plenty of medical studies published up until 2019 that show that masks are ineffective. Masks are good, perhaps, if you have a compromised immune system, perhaps if you're going through chemotherapy. Masks are good then, but never in the history, quite frankly, of our country have we masked the healthy. We believed in natural immunity. We believed in picking up viruses and then allowing your body to naturally respond and produce antibodies. That is always how we have treated nearly every virus that has come along, with the exception of the Spanish flu, and that was a big learning lesson or a learning curve for us. And actually, the science has gotten better since the Spanish flu, quite frankly. So we've never masked healthy individuals. We've never isolated healthy individuals. We certainly, as hell, have never abused children by masking healthy children, specifically in the wake of a virus that has a 99% chance of survival if you aren't obese, if you do not have an compromised immune system, or any other health conditions thereof. If you're elderly and you want to get vaccinated, by all means, get vaccinated, because you might have a compromised immune system, your age, et cetera. But to mask children is nothing short of child abuse, and the parents that are masking their children are in a cult, because this has really turned into cultish behavior. I was actually pointed out by a man who had the audacity to ask me if I was vaccinated, like it's any of his business. And that's basically what I said. And he goes, oh, you're in that camp. And I said, I'd rather be in a camp than a cult. Because that's exactly what we're witnessing. We have witnessed over the last 17 months, as you've said, the behavioral and psychological conditioning of a society that has now become so dependent on government and unelected bureaucrats at the CDC to basically let bureaucrats decide what's best for them and their and their family.
More coming up with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI. We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
For your GPI in retirement, call 888-702-8898 or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898. Call or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player for the Indianapolis Colts. Becoming a running back was no easy task for me, but it's nothing compared to what my amazing mom faces every day. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14 years old, yet she's always there for me, every step of the way, despite her own battles. And the Muscular Dystrophy Association is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Their research is helping find cures and save lives. Watching my mom go through her daily struggles and the care she receives from MDA has made me determined to help find a cure for neuromuscular disease. That is why I support MDA, and that's why I'm so grateful to others who do too. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have you with us on a very busy Tuesday. We've got traffic stuff that we're keeping track of. I-15 has been a mess for most of the afternoon, and it's not getting any better. We'll talk about that as we go along, and I know Gentleman Jim will have more on that. Megan Barth joining us from ReaganBabe.com. And I know people on the left are, when they don't get their way, they always take the legal route. And I'm wondering, are there any legal remedies to this loss of freedom that, that we're continuing to experience? You would think people would have gotten the message before, and now would end up trying some legal remedy to overcome these mask mandates and things like that. Anything legal we can do?
Well, I would guess the person that would be leading the legal charge would be Joey Gilbert. He has, I believe, filed lawsuits against Sisolak before over the shutdowns, and I think this would probably be another good time. You know, the Democrats think that they have an upper hand when it comes to morality. And I would just like to restate, as I've stated before, I don't take health advice from people who believe that abortion is health care. I don't take health advice from people who believe that men can get pregnant and lactate. And so I have to laugh in a Democrat's face when they want to preach to me about morality. If you have the vaccine, then you should be fine. But now you're going to be masked. And if that doesn't open your eyes to the tyranny, then nothing will. This is nothing but power and control and thereby submission of those who do not resist it. So if there was a good time for a lawsuit than any, it would be now. I know many people in the result of this decision that Sisolak has made that are going to go to Arizona for an undetermined amount of time because they can. They're retired. And there are other people that I know that are moving to Arizona to get the hell out of the state. There are also plenty of people that work in the hospitality industry that I hear from on a regular basis that are extraordinarily pissed off, not only about the forced vaccinations, but the masking as well. They don't want to stand around and breathe their own carbon dioxide in for 8 hours on their shift. Every time I wear a Sisolak sucks mask, whether it's on the strip or off the strip, I have plenty of bartenders and waitresses and others asking me where they can get one too. They just can't wear it at work.
Wow. That is.
I have a good idea to plan a walkout. And I think that's exactly what needs to happen. We've been seeing in other countries of citizens in France, citizens in Sydney, the citizens in UK rising up to the tunes of thousands and thousands of people to demand their freedoms back and that their own health care should be their own personal and private decision between them and their doctor, especially when it comes down to vaccine passports. You know, we were told that we were the conspiracy theorists when we were talking about, you know, never-ending masking and never-ending lockdowns and never-ending vaccines and forced vaccination. Well, guess what, folks? It's here. And it's up to us to stop it.
Want to take you in a different direction just for a few minutes. Some riveting testimony, although it was very biased. I mean, it was clearly biased. The January 6th committee with Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, the only Republicans, and they are Pelosi Republicans. Did you get a chance to see any of the testimony today?
I just caught bits and pieces of a lot of Capitol policemen crying. I caught, you know, if you have to cry, really, I think you're in the wrong job. You know, I was there that day, quite frankly. I didn't breach the Capitol. I didn't trespass into the Capitol. I saw plenty of people of all colors. But they certainly have the narrative, don't they? White supremacists, uprising of white supremacists, they're domestic terrorists, they're enemies of the state. Yes, if you are a Trump supporter now, according to the almighty unifying Biden administration, we're all domestic terrorists now if you don't support the demented pawn in the White House. This is nothing but a show. It's nothing but political theater. Anyone that can take Adam Schiff seriously after he spoke to us for 4 years about Russia stealing the election in 2016 and then the Democrats have the audacity to tell us that 2020 was the most secure election ever. Well, when did that happen? I thought it was stolen for the last 4 years. And then, of course, you have Adam Kinzinger who's crying. He was laughing and then 1 second later he's crying. Well, Adam Kinzinger is going to really cry when he loses his reelection. That's when we're going to see Adam Kinzinger cry. And we won't see much of Miss Liz Cheney, the neocon herself, anymore after she's bounced up out on her fat butt when she gets unelected.
So what do you make of her political future, or is her next stop going to be, a talking head contract with CNN?
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be room on The View.